Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinyl Times, le classic rock radio en direct avec nous, Marcus, le chanteur du groupe Starblind. Hi Marcus, how are you?
Hi. I'm great, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, welcome tonight on Two Fun in Rocks. The name of the web rock station is Vinyl Times, okay? We are located in Paris, France. We have a great audience from France, of course, and North Africa, and some Tunisia, and some European countries as well, as Germany, as Spain, Italia, because our system of distribution is Amazon. Merci, yes. Marcus, before I start, I need to read an introduction in French, all right? Ok, après quelques opus purement dans le style, le groupe suédois Starblind sortira son quatrième album intitulé Black Bubbling Ooze le 31 juillet prochain via le label Pure Steel Records. Cette fois, c'est l'histoire au Moyen-Âge qui sert d'inspiration à nos amis. La musique possède une base assez mélodique, renforcée par des riffs acérés, afin d'enrichir son propos, c'est-à-dire sur des titres tels que One of Us, Here I Am ou The Young Man. À la fois variés, 80s et ambitieux, les fans du côté de l'Angleterre en tout cas devraient trouver leur compte. Cet album permettra au groupe de gagner indéniablement des puristes qui méritent clairement leur place au Valhalla du heavy metal. Marcus, I said, Black Bubbling Ooze has a melodic musical base supported by heavy riff of guitar and such as One of Us, Here I Am or The Young Man. My question is, after the listening the new album, I feel that you've thought about a lot of things of the new album.
The new album, Black Bubbling Ooze, it's coming out on July 31st. And we've released two singles so far, which is, as you mentioned there in your introduction, Here I Am and The Young Man. Both of them are new songs for Starblind, but the truly original song of the two is The Young Man. It's a completely new song, whereas Here I Am is actually a cover. Kind of. It's a song taken from one of our guitarists, JJ, his old band called Danger, which he played in back then. And he actually wrote this song with that band. And he felt that that song could use a bit more love. So we brought it into the Starblind home and did our version of it. And it turned out great.
Ok, donc en fait, si j'ai bien compris, pas mal de titres de nouvel album viennent de leur groupe précédent, notamment le guitariste JJ, notamment sous le nom de Johan Johansson, qui est le guitariste du groupe. Donc il a ramené ce titre The Young Man, ils l'ont retravaillé, qui faisait partie d'un ancien groupe qui s'appelait Danger. Et donc ils l'ont retravaillé, ils ont reproposé. D'ailleurs, c'est pas uniquement ce titre-là qu'ils ont fait. You joined the band in 2006, alright?
Yeah.
Okay. Starblind. Right. Yes. And you mentioned Danger, but Here I Am was originally recorded by Danger too on 2005.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's correct. Okay. yeah. But the song is good. It's okay. It's a good idea.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And we did a really fun little music video for it too. Everyone recorded at their own homes here because, yeah, there's a quarantine and we can't see each other, basically. So we thought it would be a fun idea to try and make our own music video, recording with our cell phones and whatever. So
okay,
you can check the music video for Here I Am on YouTube.
Yeah, are we coming for that? I have my question about that. Yeah. For the two music videos, of course. Okay, donc alors effectivement, Marcus a rejoint le groupe donc en 2016. Donc effectivement, alors deux titres. Je pensais qu'il y en avait qu'un. Il y en a deux titres en fait qui ont été réenregistrés donc depuis leur précédent groupe qui s'appelait Danger. Le premier donc c'est The Young Man. Vous l'avez entendu. Donc JJ, le guitariste Johan Hansson, qui a repris, qui était qu'il avait écrit auparavant, ainsi que un autre titre qui s'appelle Here I Am, qui vient pareil aussi de 2005, leur ancien groupe de cette période-là, leur ancien groupe de Danger. Donc voilà quoi. Donc s'il fallait reprendre ces titres, comme il le dit, oui, ça voulait apparaître dans les démos, autant le refaire, c'est plutôt pas mal quoi. Starblind will certainly make many new friends with the new album, with Black Blubbing Ooze from Pure Steel Records.
Yeah.
Because the album is really heavy and melodic music.
It is.
It's a
great album.
Yes. And how did you work your voice on this? Because there is a lot of variation.
Yeah, there is a lot of variation. And it's mostly because we are pulling in a lot of older songs as well. We are redoing songs from Starblind's first and second album. And since I wasn't in the band then, they had a different vocalist called Mike Stark back then. So I had to do my own thing because our voices are very different. So I tried to find my own thing while at the same time trying to be true in some parts to the originals as well. So yeah, there's a lot of variation. And also it comes with the songwriting, because I mean, I don't write all the songs in the band. The other guys write a lot of the songs, including the vocal parts. So Zach, for example, the drummer, he writes, like when he writes a song, he writes everything, including the vocals and all of that. But he does it in a way that makes sense to him and doesn't really think about what necessarily would be like the best thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, he writes vocal melodies, and then it's usually a challenge for me to try and do that with my voice, because if I would have worked on that song, it would have probably sounded a bit different, because I tend to write vocal melodies that are more comfortable for my voice. But since he only thinks about what makes a good melody, he doesn't really care what I'm comfortable with. He just want to make a good song, and that's a good thing, I think, because it pushes me to challenge myself, and in the end it always ends in a great song. So, and it's fun if there's variation as well.
Ok, donc effectivement, alors la question, elle était tout simplement de savoir quel était le travail qu'il a apporté avec sa voix et les variations qu'il a données, parce qu'effectivement, lorsqu'on écoute le disque, il y a beaucoup de différences. Hein. Il y a des moments très hauts, il y a des moments très très calmes, ou alors beaucoup plus heavy. Il y a beaucoup de choses. Donc je dis, il y a beaucoup de variations. Et donc il explique que déjà quand il est arrivé, effectivement, beaucoup de choses ont été furent écrites déjà auparavant, notamment l'intégration, enfin le batteur qui lui, quand il écrit un titre, il fait pas que ça. Quand il propose un titre, il propose aussi les paroles, il propose tout, c'est-à-dire le batteur qui s'appelle Zacharias Wickner. Donc il s'est complètement aussi investi. Il a pas tout écrit l'album, comme il le précise Marcus, mais il a essayé de donner le meilleur de lui-même afin d'obtenir quelque chose de formidable. Tout de suite en direct, c'était le groupe Starblind, notamment Marcus le chanteur, tout simplement Marcus Seigné Fjord Kilrud. That's right. Yes.
That's right.
Okay, the vocalist.
Very good, actually.
Okay. Ensuite, aux guitares, on a Björn Rosenblad aux guitares, donc Johan Jonasson notamment à la guitare aussi, au clavier Daniel Tilberg et à la batterie Zacharias Wickner. L'album, donc, il s'appellera Black Blubbing Ooze. Il sortira le 31 juillet prochain. En voici la setlist. One of Us, ça démarre avec ça. Ensuite, At the Mountain of Madness, en 3, Here I Am, en 4, Crystal Tears, en 5, The Men of the Crowd, en 6, Room 101, en 7, The Reckoning, en 8, The Young Men. Hell yeah, Slowly Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. En direct avec nous, Marcus, continuons. I think with this album, the band wants to move forward.
Yeah.
Yes, I think.
We really do.
Yes, you really do. And for the promotion, you realized, finally, two clip videos. Here I Am, out June 4th. Okay, and The Young Man, John 18, the lyric video.
Yes.
Yes, it was necessary now for to be on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. How was the reaction of your fans?
So far, the reaction has been great, actually. The Young Man, especially, it's a very new sound for us, I think. So it's really interesting to see the reaction of our fans on The Young Man. But so far, we've only heard great things from our fans. They really enjoyed it.
Ok, donc en fait les gens ils ont bien reçu hein, les deux clips vidéo, ils les ont bien vus, les réactions sont bonnes, ils ont des bons échos en tout cas, ça leur fait plaisir. Finally, for what do you hope for the new year on 2021? A tour, maybe?
Definitely. Oh yeah. For 2021, I mean, we were planning on going on a tour this year, but yeah, as we all know, that didn't happen. And but yeah, so for next year, we definitely wanna take this album and hopefully even more new songs on the road on a tour,
Okay.
and maybe through all of Europe, basically, if we can. I mean, it would be great to play in France for once.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, donc en fait, pour l'année 2021, qu'est-ce qu'espère-t-il? Des tournées et en même temps, il y aura encore des nouveaux titres. Vous voyez, ça n'arrête pas de travailler, ça progresse. Ça, ils profitent de leur temps en tout cas pour progresser, pour continuer à bosser. Ça, c'est top cool en tout cas. Just before the end, Marcus, please, what is for you the best heavy metal band of the world?
Ooh, tough
Ah,
question.
ha, ha. Yeah, I know, but the.
Well, I mean, since I am representing Starblind, I guess we have to say Iron Maiden. I mean, it's quite obvious in our sound.
Yeah.
But yeah, a personal favorite for me, besides Iron Maiden, would probably be Dio,
okay
though.
oh good sounds good Dio
Yeah.
hell yeah sounds good stand up and shout Yeah, I love Iron. We love here the radio station Iron Maiden too. We have a lot of fans from the listeners. Yeah, this morning I sang with a good friend of mine. Hello, be thy name. I'm waiting. It's crazy, but we
That's a
love.
great song.
Yeah, Bruce Dickinson or Paul Di'Anno, or maybe
Bruce
Blaze Bailey.
Dickinson.
Bruce Dickinson. Oh, okay. Me, I love Paul Di'Anno, but
Yeah.
Bruce too. Blaze is gay, so cool. But Paul Di'Anno is something special
Yeah.
for us. Yeah, Paul Di'Anno. Yeah.
Blaze is apparently a really good guy too. I mean, the
Yes.
band apparently met him before I joined, so they've been speaking very well of him. And I mean, both Paul Di'Anno and Blaze, the songs on those albums are great, but I mean, they're not Bruce.
Yes, I know. Now, Blaze is nice, really nice guys. I met to him a couple of times. He's really nice too. Yes, he did a good job on Iron Maiden, but singing on Iron Maiden is really difficult.
Oh yeah, oh
Well,
yeah. I
yes.
wouldn't want to be the guy who went up after Bruce.
Okay. All right. Please, where the listeners can go to your website to buy some merchandising of your band.
Yeah,
What is the
so
name of the website?
we have our own website, and it's www.starblind.se.
Okay. Donc allez sur le site donc starblind.se, vous allez sur le Bitcartel, vous avez les t-shirts, etc. Et en même temps, vous pouvez aller sur le style Pure Steel Records, notamment pour aller commander l'album qui arrivera le 31 juillet prochain. Donc je rappelle, Starblind, le nouvel album Black Blubbing Ooze sortira le 31 juillet. Donc le merchandising, les t-shirts, donc sur le site starblind.se, ainsi que l'album depuis le site Pure Steel Records notamment. Ouais, ça c'est top cool. Just before the end, do you have a message for the audience tonight? Please, Marcus.
Well, the message I want to give to the audience is, first of all, I want to thank all of our fans, and I want to thank you, Harag, for a great
Oh.
interview. And keep an eye out, because I mean, this album is out now on July 31st. There's going to be we're actually working on a vinyl print for that, so have a look out for that. It's our first vinyl, all you collectors out there. And we are currently already working on the next album.
That's
So
cool.
there's more coming.
Oh yeah, that's cool. That's a good idea, man. Vinyl and a new album, one more time. Oh yeah, hell yeah, man. That's very cool. That's a good news. Thank you very much. Yes, don't forget to include it
Thank
on
you.
your. Don't forget to talk about about the vinyl on your Facebook page. Okay, we will be share of this information to our pages, Two Funny Rocks and Vinyl Times
Oh yeah.
Facebook. Okay, hell yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Marcus. Now, the young man sur le 113 Rock, Starblind, Hell Yeah sur le Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. On remercie Marcus. Elle a découvert l'interview, le podcast juste après l'émission. 213 Rock.